your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Going to stick with economics in the first half of the KE report. Rick Ackerman has some pretty interesting things to say, predicting a major meltdown in the investment climate. Want to get another opinion on this, and that is from Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. Doc is an expert chartist. He has been on our program now for almost 20 years. All of his conclusions have proven to be accurate. Doc, are we going to have a meltdown in terms of the conventional markets, and if so, why?
Well, you know, I look at things technically, and the thing I find interesting about the general markets, if you look at the Dow Jones and the S&P and these markets, the conventional markets as we call them, technically, when you watch them right now, I find some really interesting things. The big thing is the further you go out on these markets technically, the better you can watch the potential turning of a trend, or you can, you know, really define what's going to happen. You can on daily and weekly charts, Al, and those are probably good for traders, but I'm an investor, I'm not a trader.
You're right.
And when you look out on a monthly chart, let's take the Dow Jones Industrial Average, for instance. There's what we call momentum indicators in these charts and strength indicators, and those are a couple of things I really follow. And when you look at the momentum indicators, one of them is what we call the MACD, which has to do with convergence and divergence. The momentum in the MACD for these markets are currently at highs I've never seen. And I'm going out 20, 30, 40 years. And that tells you that we're vastly overbought right now. And you ask yourself, how much higher are these momentum indicators can go? And as far as I can tell, this is so unusual that we've got to be peaking out here right now. And I felt that way for the last month and a half to 2 months. And it's starting to look dicey up here.
What does that mean? I mean, I don't understand what the word dicey means. Define that in your frame of mind, would you, Doc?
Well, that's a term when I was a kid we always used when things were looking a little bit shaky. Mm-hmm. And that's what I mean by dicey. And we're at levels on these momentum indicators, like I said, that we haven't seen in years. And so that, I think, portends that we're nearing a top and that the odds of moving significantly higher have really dropped. So that's where I think we are on the conventional markets right now.
Okay, so but let's talk about getting really dramatic. Would you go as far as to say, I mean, moving down a bit is very different from a total meltdown. Define what you mean by moving down, would you?
Well, you know, generally people feel a bear market correction is defined by the 20% drop.
Okay.
And I think that's very plausible, Al. I think that's significant in itself. Now, others are talking about a drop even further, but who knows? Nobody can predict that. But we certainly are set up, I think, for a significant move down. Now, having said that, when you get up to these levels with these momentum indicators, they can just hang around up top for a while, you know, and you could just slowly grind higher yet. But I don't see a significant move up anymore. So if you look at all kinds of other fundamentals, price to sales, you know, and they pull out all kinds of other ones, we're at the top on all of these things. So you ask yourself, at what point can they no longer support these markets with just flooding the system with dollars? And we may be getting to that point.
Well, here's my question. There are a lot of us who are elderly, I want to say, and we're looking for financial security. My days of trading are over. My days of speculating, for lack of better terms, I still enjoy talking about it. But in terms of my well-being, my capital, I'm looking for something that's going to give me, if nothing else, at least a 5% appreciation a year. Am I going to find that in the market right now?
Not with the conventional markets. I think that's probably over. And in fact, with the levels we are, there are some that are saying that the next 10, 15 years, you'll be lucky to return yourself 1% to 2%.
Well, but let's throw in another caveat. The Democrats, if these markets do what you think they're going to do, the Democrats they're not going to get reelected. They are not going to hold a majority. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think irrespective of the markets, I think they're going to have trouble in a year and a half with some of the things that they've been supporting. I think more and more of the populace is starting to figure out their narratives and the fact that they have nothing to offer in a positive way to this country. And I think anybody with any sanity and rational thought have finally had it. And I think there will be a big midterm change potentially for the Democrats, regardless of what the markets do. But if the markets before then also top out and move down significantly, that'll only be an added thing for Wall Street to get upset about. And Wall Street generally, I don't think, has any principles anyway. But they're not going to like that.
Well, my personal opinion is I'm not sure at this stage. You're talking about momentum indicators. You're talking about overbought positions. I'm saying that from what I know about investing, which has been somewhat, it's helped me out a lot over the years, I would say that the markets have gotten to the point where they are not supportable. Yes or no?
Yes, and I referred to that earlier by saying in spite of how many dollars they print, there gets to be a point where you have destroyed the free market so much to the point where then there will come a time where they can't control it anymore, and the Fed is at that point. They talk about tapering. Well, that's laughable. The first hint or whiff of a significant downturn in the economy, and they will reverse again. They have no options left, Al. It's a mess.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. No options left on the part of the government. I would agree. Stick around. Going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.